you enjoyed the new music, and gobble, gobble, we trust you had a good Halloween and are ready for Thanksgiving. We certainly are here and hope you are as well. Welcome back to the AFH podcast. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, and alas, due to a very busy schedule, Lauren is not with us this month. She has been working hard as the props master on her high school's latest production, which I saw last night, and a shout-out to the Robinson Drama Program and their production of Noises Off. It is a English farce, and it was just fantastic. A ton of props, a lot of coming and going. Lauren did a great job. In Lauren's stead, my son Jack will be joining us in a bit to extol the virtues of Thanksgiving. As Halloween is Lauren's favorite holiday, Thanksgiving is Jack's favorite, and he will share why he loves it so. And will take us through some Thanksgiving pet safety tips, as well as one culinary piece of advice for all of us for our feast. He's a pretty darn good cook. Before we go any farther with Thanksgiving, we have a Lauren Halloween costume update. You'll remember last month, Lauren said she was going to be a gumball machine for Halloween. And I told her I thought that sounded like a high maintenance effort. And it proved to be so. She, with her busy schedule, didn't have time for that. So she ended up going as Kim Possible, which for those of you with smaller kids will remember, it is Kim Possible is a kind of a teenage secret agent. Very good show if you can find it on Nickelodeon or wherever it's played now. But she went as Kim Possible instead. A little easier to do, but looked great and it went well. Moving on, we have a lot to cover this week. We're going to start with a heads up about the AFH holiday party coming up on December 5th, and a new partnership we have with the Fairfax Times and with Chewy.com. We have our dog of the month, JD, who is a terrier mix, and that, again, of course, leads to our Know Your Breed segment, which will be on terriers and a few cleanup items as we get you out this month. And I will say at the outset that we are sorry that we were late. We're about a week late on the podcast this month. Again, we've been very busy here, but with no less enthusiasm moving forward. Okay, the AFH holiday party is December 5th at 6 p.m. in Oakton, Virginia. There will be food, drinks, silent auction items, and a lot of other fun. And again, this is not just for our regular volunteers. This is an open house. There's no admission fee, so please invite your family and friends. You can RSVP at Maribel, M-A-R-I-B-E-L, at aforeverhome.org. And if you can host, if you want to really contribute in, you can bring a dish, you can donate a silent auction item. All of that would be welcome. But again, this is a lot of fun. This is a great event. We do it every year. And hope to grow it and keep it going strong. So please do consider that, the AFH holiday party on December 5th. Also, we mentioned our new partnerships with the Fairfax County Times and Chewy.com. And the great thing with the Fairfax County Times is each week they're going to highlight six of our available dogs. So please keep an eye out for that. That is a great thing to do. You know, with all of this, as you know, AFH is really an entirely volunteer effort. The more we can get the word out, the better. So really appreciate the help with the Fairfax County Times. We also have a new partnership with Chewy.com. Chewy.com sells over 400 brands of healthy, top-rated pet foods and supplies and treats. And the great thing here is for each new customer that is referred, AFH gets $20. And Chewy.com offers free 1 to 2 day shipping for orders over $49. There is no sales tax for orders from Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. They have competitive, and I've looked at this. Believe me, dog food can be expensive. I've looked at these prices. They are more than competitive. They are very good. And they've got great, they're open 24/7, 365 days a year, and have great customer service. all this information on the party, on the partnership with Fairfax County Times and Chewy.com are on the website. Please go there to check those out and other significant events coming up at AFH. And this will bring us up to our dog of the month. JD is a 2-year-old Jack Russell, Parson Russell Terrier mix, and he's just a super cute dog. Great disposition, loves his morning walk, is energetic, is learning a few tricks, but is well trained and generally gets along well with both humans and other animals. Particularly if you are into looking for a walking, running companion, he would be a great dog for you. Please check out JD not only on our available dog page of our website, but on our Facebook page. We did a short video, introductory video of JD, and you'll see he's just super cute, a lot of personality, and is really ready to find his forever home. His foster on the video, on our Facebook page, talks a little bit about him, and it's just a glowing review. Please come out and see him. He is a regular at our Sunday adoption events. So please do check out JD. And that leads us to our Know Your Breed segment for this month, which will be terriers. And, you know, terriers are a very interesting breed. You see them, I think, on TV a lot, in various shows, and they are a wide-ranging breed, which is very interesting. They range in size from the very small 6 pounds to the large, the Airedale Terriers, which go to 32 pounds and more. Developed and originating in Great Britain and Ireland, like so other dogs, like dachshunds that we've learned about, they are bred to hunt rats, rabbits, foxes, and other small animals. An interesting, terrier is derived from the Middle French and Latin words for earth, and terrier in modern French means burrow. Terriers like to get exercise. They enjoy their walks. And while they tend to be strong-willed, make good pets and do well with people. Joining us now is my son, Jack. Jack is a junior in high school, and Thanksgiving is his favorite holiday. Jack, what is it about the day that you love so much?
Well, what's better than eating as much food as you possibly can and watching football? That's why I like Thanksgiving.
That is a succinct answer, and I can't find any fault to that answer. Okay, we are going to bring, revive an old feature of the show, which is pet safety tips. Thanksgiving being a time of year where we're all eating probably a little too much, Jack will have some safety tips to make sure that our dogs survive the holiday without any problems. Jack, take it away.
So if you decide to feed your pets any turkey, make sure that it is a small bite of turkey. Make sure that it is boneless and well-cooked. Raw or overcooked or undercooked turkey could have bacteria and salmonella and could get your dog sick. If you decide to do any dough or bread, make sure that it is fully cooked all the way through. Again, the raw dough could lead to some sickness. If you're planning on giving a little dessert, that is perfectly fine, but make sure, again, that it's fully cooked. No batter. Raw eggs could, again, contain salmonella or other sickness, food poisoning for your dog. And then it is perfectly fine to give your dog a little extra something in their dinner where you get a nice feast. You can throw in some turkey, a little dessert, mashed potatoes maybe. You know, liven it up for them too. They'd enjoy it. Just make sure that everything is fully cooked. You don't want to get your dog sick.
Good advice. Again, I guess kind of what's good for us is good for your pets. Don't eat too much. Make sure food is cooked all the way through. And generally take it easy. Best to keep your dog on their regular diet. But again, a little indulgence is okay if you follow these particular tips. And Jack, on the human side, do you have any particular culinary tips for our listeners?
Well, I like mashed potatoes, and I would say, you know, don't go easy on the butter. You know, it's not a time to be healthy. Let's make sure those mashers taste good.
There you have it. He knows, too. He makes some mean mashed potatoes. Jack, thank you for joining us this month. And one scheduling note as we get out of here, there will be no weekly adoption event on Sunday, November 29th. That is the weekend of Thanksgiving. Again, our weekly adoption events are on Sundays from 1 to 4 at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center. There will not be one on the 29th, but we will pick them up in December. And one final note, the Thanksgiving pet safety tips are courtesy of our friends at the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Have a great Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, but have a great day and enjoy your friends and family. And we will see you in December. Thanks a lot.